Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. His name was Jim Marshall, a man who opened up a path to help me find my second career calling. Then walked with me along the way until I could stand on my own. But before I tell you about Jim, I want to thank my podcast guests this month, Lou Mangello and Joel Kalm. Lou is an author, publisher, life coach, and trusted Disney expert who walked us through the importance of diversification, scaling, and accountability in leadership. Lou also reminded us sometimes all you need is one yes. Every time you get turned down, just know you are one step closer to that one person that will say yes and see the value in your dreams, and that all of us are called to be that yes person for people in our lives. Joel Kalm told us about David Hancock, the CEO of Morgan James Publishing, who taught him the importance of being truly committed to another person's success. Joel also shared what he learned from Zig Ziglar, a man, he said, who lived his Christian faith consistently at work and in life. Then Joel reminded us of Zig's foundational belief, that is, you can get anything in life that you want if you help enough other people get what they want. Now back to my mentor, Jim. I was living in Louisville, Kentucky, working at a fairly large church as a business administrator and education director, and things were going pretty well. The church was growing. I was feeling like I was working in my area of giftedness, which was training and leading groups and engaging volunteers. So things at work were pretty good, but at home they weren't so good and they began to get worse. Then naturally my work took a downturn. A few months later, the two negative forces collided. My marriage and my career ended about the same time. I was trying to find a new job in a new field, using all the wrong approaches, of course, resumes, recruiters, with all that, with no luck. I was discouraged, to say the least. Then I met Jim. I just boarded a Delta flight home to see my family in Alabama. I found a seat, took my seatbelt, looked up and saw this stout, gray-haired man with a big grin on his face walking my way. He stopped and said, "I think I'm your neighbor for the trip." Gave me a strong handshake, big smile, and I thought, oh no, an insurance salesman or Amway guy. But Jim was much more than that. Our conversation began, as all conversations on planes begin, where are you from and where are you headed? I said Louisville to Alabama. He said Chicago to Dallas. And then Jim asked the question I was dreading. He said, "So what do you do?" I said, "Nothing right now. I'm looking." He said, "So what do you want to do?" And I said, "I'm not real sure, but I think I'm really good at training and leading groups, things I did at the church, but I'm not having any luck finding anything that lets me do anything like that." He said, "Well, Mike, that's what I do." He handed me a business card. It said Jim Marshall Associates, Jim Marshall President. On the bottom, it said building character and making people better. He said, "Would you like for me to help you become a business consultant?" I thought, oh no, I'm about to hear another pyramid scheme, but it didn't happen. Jim was different. He put me at ease when he said, "This won't cost you anything but your time." Then he told me about a seminar he'd been doing for the past 10 years. It was about training people to sell. He told me he was willing to teach me to do this seminar and even show me how to get clients. Sounded too good to be true. Then I said, "Jim, what do I have to do?" And he said, "Really, all you need to do is get 35 people to attend a seminar, listen to me, learn how to do it. I'll take the registration fee from the seminar to cover my expenses, and anything left will be my profit for the day." Sounded pretty simple. He said, "Well, hey, let me just send you some material when I get home, and we'll talk about it." The next week, I received a one-sheet paper from Jim that had a one-page overview of a sales seminar with the description of the benefits. One sheet. Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically-based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now, back to the show. I called Jim and said, I got your letter. Now, what do I do? And he said, well, you need to decide if you want to do this or not. Set a date. We're going to set a date, reserve a room, and figure out how to get 35 people there. Jim's lesson number one, make a decision and don't look back. So I said, I asked for more material. He said, that's it. This is a test, Mike, because if you can't sell, you can't be a consultant. So I said, yes, and I went to work. Believe it or not, I got 35 people committed to attend and pay the registration fee. Things were all set. The day before the seminar, a snowstorm hit Louisville, Kentucky. A bad one. About a foot and a half of snow. I was distressed. I called Jim. He said, simply, what are you going to do? He said, I'll be there if you want to do this, but it's your call. You have to make it now. There are moments in your life when everything hangs in the balance of yes or no. This was my moment. I said yes. Jim flew in. Only 15 people showed up because of the snow. I recorded the seminar, got to spend the day with Jim, who provided me everything he promised me on the plane. But on our drive back to the airport that day, I kept apologizing for having such a small crowd. He finally stopped me and said, Mike, just remember this. God always sends the perfect number. Jim's lesson number two. We are not in control here. If we trust in God's will and apply our talent, things work out. And it did. About 6 months later, Jim came to see me lead a seminar. And I guess it was okay. There was no standing ovation or anything, but the organization seemed to like it, the folks did, and the check cash, so I guess it was all right. But in the end, Jim knew that I knew that it didn't go as well as I'd hoped. I was whining again, and Jim stopped me and said, Mike, I want to tell you one thing that I saw. Today you presented with a lot of authority. That was 30 years ago. I remember Jim's words as if they were yesterday. Jim looked past the quality of my work or my presentation, what I did, and looked deeper and reminded me of who I was. He encouraged me enough to go on. Jim Marshall, a small-time leader in my life who taught me four things. Make a decision and don't look back. Selling is the key to success. God always sends the perfect number, and one word of encouragement can change a person's life. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to MichaelAllenTate.com or SmallTimeLeaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.